everyone, and welcome back to English with Lucy. You might remember that a couple of weeks ago, I uploaded a video about happy related expressions and idioms related to happiness. Well, I was thinking the other day, it's great to be happy and positive, but it's also really, really important to know how to express yourself when you're angry or annoyed. Getting angry or annoyed is human nature, and we need to know how to express ourselves, so I'm taking care of that today. Let's get started. Now, I'm sure many of you will know the typical, more basic ones like angry, cross, mad, but today I want to show with you some more alternative vocabulary, more advanced vocabulary, and some idioms and some expressions that you can use. So this video is going to help you express yourself. It's going to help you with your speaking. It's also going to help you with your listening so that you can understand natives when they speak to you. Hopefully you don't have too many native speakers getting angry with you. But if you want to take your speaking to the next level, then I really, really recommend you check out iTalki. iTalki is a massive database of online language teachers. They've got almost every single language in the world. It's not just English. You can speak to qualified native teachers. Also, there's the option to have non-native and non-qualified, and they will do one-on-one video lessons with you. It's a buy one, get one free on lessons. So when you sign up and spend $10 and buy 100 iTalki credits, they will credit your account with a further 100 iTalki credits, meaning you basically get a lesson for free. It's an excellent offer, so make sure you check out that by clicking on the link below. Right, let's get started with the lesson. Just a quick warning, a couple of the words that I'm going to talk about could offend some people, or maybe you don't want your children knowing them. No swear words, but if you're around children, headphones in, and if you're easily offended, then you can find another video. You've been warned. The first bit of new vocabulary that I'm going to share with you is actually a phrasal verb, and this is to piss off. And you can also be pissed off. And it means to make angry or to annoy. So I could say, I felt really pissed off when I saw that somebody had scratched my car. Or I think I really pissed my teacher off when I didn't hand in my homework on time. Just so you know, that word, to piss off, piss on its own is actually a vulgar word for to urinate. So it's not respectful. So around friends, very informal situations. But it's important you understand it. The next one is another phrasal verb. And this is to rile somebody up, to rile one up. And again, it means to make somebody angry, to push them until they maybe explode or lose their temper. So to rile up or to rile somebody up is to make them angry. So I could say, somebody's been picking on me for a while and they're really riling me up. I feel like I'm going to lose my temper. Okay, the next words all go with the verb to be. So these are all ways of saying to be angry or to be annoyed. So the first one, to be livid. Livid just means really, really, really angry. Then we have to be fuming. Again, similar to livid, really, really angry. Then we have to be seething. If you seethe, you are just so angry. Then we have a couple that aren't as strong. We have to be irked. That's annoyed and just ever so slightly pissed off. And we also have miffed. If somebody does something that makes you go, oh, then you could say you feel a bit miffed. And now I have some idioms for you, some expressions that we like to use to express annoyance or anger. The first one is to rub somebody up the wrong way, or also to rub somebody the wrong way. The up is optional. And to rub somebody the wrong way, think about it this way. You can stroke a cat the right way, or you can stroke them the wrong way, and it annoys them. Well, this is exactly the same for people. If you rub somebody up the wrong way, you are treating them in a way that might make them angry or annoyed. That really rubbed me up the wrong way. That really annoyed me. The next one, to be at the end of one's tether. So if I say I'm at the end of my tether, it means I am this close to losing my temper, to getting really, really angry. You've really offended me, you've really annoyed me. I'm this close to really exploding. Another very similar one is the last straw. So the last straw is that final thing in a collection of many little things that have annoyed you, but that one thing, it's the last straw, it's the thing that makes you lose your temper. So I could say I had a terrible day, but my running training being cancelled was the last straw. I just, screw it, was really angry. The next two are about losing your temper. And obviously, if you lose your temper, it means that's it. You are angry, you're shouting, you get maybe a bit aggressive. So one way of saying to lose one's temper is to lose one's rag. So rag replaces temper in this case. So if somebody lost their rag, it means they exploded in a fit of anger. And another option is to fly off the handle. Again, to lose one's rag, to fly off the handle, to lose one's temper. So I've got some homework for you. I would like you to write in the comments section something that made you angry or annoyed recently, if you want to share it, of course. I think it will be really interesting. Normally I'm all about spreading positivity, but I don't know. Today I want to spread the annoyance and the anger. So that's it for today's lesson. Don't forget to check out iTalki. Sign up using the link below and claim your free lesson. Honestly, I've been working with iTalki for a long time. I've had so many students use them and they've had really great results. I get really lovely feedback from students. It's an incredibly affordable way of having a private tutor. That's it for today's lesson. Don't forget to connect with me on all of my social media. I've got my Facebook, I've got my Instagram, and I've got my Twitter. And I will see you for another lesson very, very soon. Mwah!